It's very important to parse those words, because while it's true that Frodo was unable to get rid of the ring, it's also true that Tolkien wants to make it very clear that this is a choice that Frodo makes at that moment, regardless of what leads up to it, that he believes in free will at that point. So then what happens? Gollum rushes in and knocks Sam down and attacks Frodo to stop him from destroying the ring. And he bites the ring off of Frodo's finger. Well, actually, bites the whole finger off and holds the finger up. And then Gollum slips and falls into the crack of doom and the ring is destroyed. So here's one of my questions. Is Gollum the real hero of The Lord of the Rings? Gollum just saved the world. Yes, he was doing it for completely selfish motives. He wanted the ring for himself. But he saved the world, and Frodo failed. Frodo got all the way there and then almost gave the whole game away because the Dark Lord is very close by and the Nazgul are flying up and so forth, and there's no way Frodo would have been able to keep the ring from them. So Frodo almost gives up everything. And yet look at those first few words. I have come. That's really important. What Frodo did, he knew that he wouldn't have the willpower to get rid of the ring. But he put himself in the place that he needed to be, where there was at least a good chance for something to happen. And because of Frodo's forgiveness of Gollum, because of his mercy towards Gollum, on multiple occasions, Gollum is there that even though Gollum does something evil, Frodo is saved. This is a really key moment. Obviously, it's a key moment in The Lord of the Rings. It's a key moment in fantasy literature because the quest is not about getting a treasure. The quest is about throwing the treasure away. But the hero can't even do that. And it makes it almost unique in fantasy literature, which is always about the hero doing something. Well, all Frodo did was drag himself to the right place. And even then, it's really Sam that dragged him physically there for most of it. So what's happened is that free will plus the recognition of your own self-weakness can be leveraged because Frodo manipulated himself into a situation where there was at least a chance he'd do the right thing. And luckily, he was given the grace. And that's what Tolkien says that is. When Gollum falls in, that's grace of some sort. Nobody earned that, but they put themselves in the right position. So, ring is destroyed, Sauron's destroyed, captains of the West are saved, everything's good. And then you have some actually very joyful chapters after this with the field of Cormelun, where the ring bearers are honored, and then when Aragorn becomes king, and so forth. The large-scale drama of the epic concludes the same way that all epics are supposed to, traditional oral epics, with a wedding. In this case, it's Aragorn with Arwen, Elrond's daughter, and Galadriel's granddaughter, and, I have to say, Aragorn's cousin. They're first cousins like a couple hundred times removed, but they're still first cousins. The wedding is usually the end of a traditional epic, but in this case, Tolkien has more than 100 pages of what could be called falling action, which is again where we get things in the microcosm that had been in the macrocosm. Just before, we've gotten things that had been in the microcosm of the Shire, and then in the large-scale events of the War of the Ring. Now the hobbits go back to the Shire.